Weekend Wagers, brought to you by weekendwagers.com. Go there right now. You can sign up for their free newsletter. Goes out every day on different picks. Hey, if you're an NCAA basketball fan, they've got stuff on that and more. It's all free. Check it out, weekendwagers.com. Lance Motown Fisher joins us once again. Lance, how you doing?
Great, Jason. Great last week.
Yeah, you guys went 4-0 in the NFL. You got the under and Ohio State in NCAA, so that was obviously very good. Now, interesting, some numbers I was looking at. The Patriots, they're minus 6.5 right now. And I want to ask you about that because on Friday, Dallas, and you had said, hey, Dallas at 5.5. You know what? Take Dallas at 5.5. But it actually dropped on Sunday to 4.5, which, and by the way, the game ends 5 points. So if people had taken Dallas on Friday at 5.5, they win. If they had taken them on Sunday at 4.5, they lose. Why, you know, is it, do you find historically, is it better to bet early in a week with the line or wait until Sunday?
A lot of times, Jason, in this business, it's about beating the closer. So you have to look at anticipating what's going to happen, if you can, to the best of your ability later. So betting early is important. Last week, in our premium newsletter, we put out, to take the Ravens. It was, I think we put it out on the Tuesday. We were taking the Ravens. They were top of our power rankings as far as going deep. And we said,
and that's with the points, of
that
course.
Was with the points. Yeah. Take 7. We don't know if it'll go to 6.5. And some places it did, but mostly it held firm. You're making some predictions here saying, okay, well, if a lot of people jump on that bandwagon, well, then, you know, you're not going to get the number you want. Well, as at the end, we put that out early, and the number didn't change too much. So we ended up getting it almost with a money line victory there and a long-term Super Bowl bet. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. But, you know, they covered. They didn't go to 6.5 like we were anticipating. But nevertheless, a win's a win. In the general circumstances, though, yeah, if you see a number and you like it before it gets moved, take it. And particularly key numbers, 3, 7, 10, because you don't know what's going to happen during the week.
So let's go to some of the numbers this week right now. Of course, the line is 6.5 in the pass. And some the Patriots are 12-1 on turf this season and 1-3 on grass.
Yeah.
Interesting how they're that much better. And, hey, they're at home. They're on turf. Do you like the Pats minus 6.5 or the Colts?
At this point, our lean early in the week is on the Pats. We thought the Ravens were Super Bowl contenders, as we said. We put a little bit on them early on at 40-1. We really liked them in our power rankings. And they looked like they were going to win that game.
Think about Joe obviously. Flacco doesn't throw many interceptions in the playoffs. Anymore.
Wow, that was tough. We had him at 40-1 before the playoffs started. And that bet looked like it might have, we could have obviously hedged off on that later on as well. But it really looked like they're going to pull the upset there. You know, Brady took it upon himself. Wasn't going to happen. So in our minds, we had the Ravens ahead of the Pats. And we also thought Denver was high in our power rankings as well. So now it's the Pats who we liked. We liked the Ravens last week. This week the Pats are there. They beat the Ravens. We think that now they have a very good opportunity here to beat Indianapolis. The 6.5, I mean, we can talk about the two lines this week. They're both, at this point, they're considered trap lines-ish. One 6.5, one 7.5. It's clearly steered by the odds makers to, if you like the Seahawks, it's a little more difficult to take it at 7.5. Of course, it looks a lot better to take the Packers. And in this case, it looks very encouraging if you do like the Patriots. We haven't made it a final call yet. That's our lean at the moment. We also look at Billy Belichick. And, I mean, he's 54-14 straight up with the Pats after a game where they picked under 85 rushing yards. So after a very low rushing style game, he changes the tempo. So again, it's historical. When they have a bad rushing game or a low rushing game, which they did last week, he picks up the pace. So that could be working in their favor again this week.
And a very interesting stat you dug up is that since 2012's team that beat the Broncos are 8-3 straight up and 8-3 against the spread. Like, it's like they just gained momentum from beating the Broncos.
It is. We noticed this early in the year. I think we did mention something about, it was the Seahawks, actually. Team actually, it was the inverse. It was teams that play the Seahawks the next week get beaten badly. I think we used that against late in the year against San Francisco, and they did. I believe it was San Diego. So this is one of those that you beat the Denver Broncos, you really gain momentum. Again, there's only 11 games to show for it over the last few years, but it's a pretty interesting stat. So that this is where we are a little bit conflicted. It's not a, it's not a final. We're not betting the house on this right now. We're up 11 units on the year. We've done really well. There's only three games left in the whole year. We're not going to risk too much here, either on the Super Bowl or these games right now. It's going to be, there's not a lot left to talk about. There's three games left, two this weekend, and then, we're not going to talk about the Pro Bowl much.
Well, yeah, thankfully. When Lance Montanfish from WeekendWagers.com joins us, and go there for the free newsletter. Aaron Rodgers, if he didn't have the calf injury, how different is this game? Like, if just from a line perspective, do you think, would the line be 5.5? Would it be 4? What do you think it would be?
In all likelihood, it would have been 6.5 to 7.
Not that much difference.
Well, if it could have hit a key number, right? At that point, that injury was so well talked about, and this is what you're going to see anytime. You're going to see a Super Bowl. You're gonna see what the backup left tackle how he's feeling, and that can affect people's perception. In this case, obviously a key quarterback injury, particularly when people are thinking, anything with a leg, anything with mobility, that really brought the line down. And we did have, our lean was on the Cowboys early. Later on, we said, actually we think at 4.5 or 4, we actually think this is probably a good spot for the Packers in this case. It's just dropped too much. And a lot of that had to do late with public perception. Public perception drove the line way down to almost 4. And we thought, this is just ridiculous. The Packers are at home. It just doesn't make sense. And of course, we can argue about the catch, the no catch, the fumble, the football motion, and all those great things. But at the end, they won by 5.
I want to talk about large spreads in the NBA right now, specifically to the T-Wolves, Andrew Wiggins, and the 76ers. What do you make of the, when lines are, 13.5 to 14 points? I know those teams
are
terrible.
The other day, Golden State was, I think, 19 against at home against the 76ers and covered. But then they lost to the Heat. They were, again, an 18 without Dwayne Wade was out. I think they pushed that line to about 15, and they didn't cover. These games are really difficult, particularly when you're playing, obviously, in this case, like tonight, there's a really interesting game. Minnesota, again, Andrew Wiggins playing off the charts, going to be Rookie of the Year almost, not quite unanimously, but pretty close to getting there. He's just improving with every game that he plays. They just beat the Indiana Pacers, and after about a 10 or 11 game losing streak. So now they're going into Phoenix. As a result, they're a 14 point dog right now. 14 points is one of those, so you're up 20, you're up 22, all of a sudden the underdog now wants to just make a show. Philly did that the other day. Philly tends to do this because now you're playing your B squad. Well, depending on how many starters are kept in for Philadelphia, you're just trying to make it look respectable. So now what?
I haven't followed, how many NBA games, involving the seven, are those guys getting blown out consistently by 14, 15, 16 points? I know their record's terrible, but I haven't looked at the gap that they're losing by.
Typically in these games, when you really break down the analysis, these games start with those teams playing really well. What ends up happening is one extra shot a quarter. Think about it. 3 points, you're playing, Steph Curry. He hits one more shot than you did every quarter. That's 12 points. You break it down by 4 quarters, all of a sudden, 12 points, it sounds like a lot, but it's really not. It's one extra shot. All of a sudden, 20, and that team just can't hit something against a team that can score like Golden State, like Portland. These teams will crush you. And again, it's all about a lot of guys get stuck on the bench too. You got to think on the other side. Even as a favorite, if you're the 12th man on the bench, you don't get a lot of opportunities. If you're the Knicks are a great example. The Knicks, I don't have their against the spread record this year, but the Knicks have been blown out more times than
that. They've lost 60 in a row. They're beyond terrible.
But they're not even competing right now. Yeah. They were competing in their first 10 games, And then after that, it was, you know, they're losing by double digits constantly. You know, Carmelo Anthony, yeah, out, whatever. Doesn't matter. That team is bad, bad, bad. Now they traded away some of the stock that they did have. So it really, it's one of those that, now who's left? There was a couple games where a kid comes off the bench, he's their 13th man, just wants a contract, just a 10-day contract, and he wants to compete. He's going to, you know what, he, you know, somebody will come out there and hit three threes and go, I just need to play one more game. Jeremy Lin was a great example back in the day when the Knicks were 500. They picked up Lin, you know, guys just off the street, literally staying in Landry Fieldhouse, and he just figured it out. These guys are playing, they're still professionals. And those are the worst in some cases when you have a favorite and you're looking for a backdoor cover, because it's really difficult to predict.
You always have your Motown's momentum play of the day. Islanders and Pittsburgh going with the over at 5.5, which I know on Sportslex only plus 110, but you know at other places you can get it a lot higher than that.
Actually, on Sportslex it's 175. That's minus 133. So you're taking a real hit. If you want the 5.5, the bet is to bet it against in a sports book at this point. I mean, you got to do what you got to do if you're betting Sportslex. That's your only option, and you have to bet it. You need a game, but you're losing a lot of value here. Tonight's what my big pick tonight is going to be the over. We really like it in the raw numbers. Our raw numbers are on fire. We hit a three-game parlay yesterday, which was beautiful. It was the Detroit to cover the puck line, the Wild and the Sharks. That was a great one. The raw numbers are checking in. Tonight, this is a big over for us, but definitely have to bet it on the sports books because you're getting plus 110. Why would you, if you're betting $10, you're making 11 in profit versus betting, you know, $13 to only get 10. So that's where that government rake does tend to come into effect.
We talked quickly in the last one about the talk of maybe coming to one game betting legalized in Canada and stuff. What have you heard on that? I know some states are still fighting it. When do you think, and we've had a lot of guys texting wondering if you're hearing anything on that. Is that going to change?
I can tell you that I do speak with some lawyers and in the gaming community, particularly out east, and you know there's a few different people that have different opinions. For as big as this could be, you know, we're talking billions.
For government taxes.
$50 billion bet elsewhere. You know, we're talking a very large number, and you know, you'd think this would be a real, real long shot. I mean, originally it came out like gangbusters and it was going to pass. Then it didn't. Now Parliament's going to come out. It's going to be in the next month. They're going to start looking. They're going to go bring it back into the House. And right now, it's not a huge long shot, but, you know, it has a chance. It absolutely has a chance. If you were going to rate it, plus 200, plus 300 maybe, something along those lines, dealing with some of the people I know. It's still a dog. It's not going to be passed, you know, automatically by any means. But then again, you know, there's a lot of people saying, why? You know, who is opposing this right now? Even the NBA, Dave, you know, we talked before about Silver.
I don't see why any government would be opposed to it.
You're making money. You know, they're making money now. This is the problem that I don't understand. They're making money
anybody
now.
Anybody who always doesn't want their taxes raised should be all for this.
Billions. We're talking about billions.
Well, have you on next week. Of course, lots happening. The prop bets will be rather entertaining,
we'll get you
as
some
they
props,
always are. Weekendwagers.com. Check it out. Sign up for the free newsletter. They also have the Motown Momentum Play of the Day.